and multifamily residences designed by area architects. From subtle transformations to exploration and materials, each of the 9 dwellings show some of the directions that today's architecture is heading. More information and tickets at HometourDallas.com.
From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today we'll visit one Texan who's waited more than 10 years to get insurance, but still can't manage to purchase a plan at healthcare.gov. And we'll enter the world of Dallas art collectives. But first, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott is defending new abortion restrictions being challenged in federal court this week. KERA's Shelley Koffler reports it's also a chance to air his pro-life stance while running for governor.
Monday, the original Pancake House in Dallas was the backdrop as Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott received the Texas Restaurant Association's endorsement for governor.
And I intend to follow up on this endorsement by eating pancakes.
At the same time, lawyers from Abbott's Attorney General's office were in a federal courtroom in Austin defending new abortion restrictions scheduled to go into effect October 29th. They are the restrictions Abbott's Democratic opponent for governor, Senator Wendy Davis, famously filibustered in June and temporarily derailed with the help of bill opponents gathered at the Capitol.
The actions intended by our state leaders on this particular bill hurt Texans.
Abortion providers are asking the judge to delay the implementation of the bill, which bans most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and requires doctors performing the abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. There are also new rules for pill-induced abortions. Bridget Amiri with the American Civil Liberties Union says those restrictions violate the U.S. Constitution's guarantee for access to a legal abortion, because, she says, they will cause many clinics to close.
Actually, they are doing it to put abortion providers out of business, and that's exactly what's going to happen as a result of this law.
Abbott disagrees. He says the U.S. Supreme Court has given states the right to protect a mother's health.
We've seen some horrific examples across the country where women's health was damaged because of these procedures, and I think the law passed by the state legislature takes a step forward in protecting women's health.
Abbott's job as attorney general requires his office to defend laws passed by the legislature, but he is also solidly pro-life and a supporter of the new legislation. Davis is pro-choice, but says she's also concerned that women will have fewer options for affordable pap smears, breast exams, and other health care if the clinics are forced to close. The federal judge in Austin will continue hearing arguments today. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
You can find all our election-related stories at keranews.org. It's been 3 weeks since the health insurance marketplace opened in Texas, and while we don't know exactly how many people have actually bought a plan, it's clear plenty are still stuck. KERA's Lauren Silverman met one woman who's been uninsured for more than a decade.
There are dozens of 18-wheelers at the truck stop off I-35W in Keller. But spotting Connie Puckett is easy.
Well, I'm here to hustle up a little business.
She's the one with dreads and a doggy t-shirt, standing next to a specially outfitted truck for pet grooming.
Me and my best friend Ted here are going to try to get a couple of grooms. I'm a mobile groomer, and Ted's a dog.
Puckett not only bathes and combs, she's pretty much the vet.
There's very little that I can't handle when it comes to the dogs, and I really kind of apply that philosophy, or at least I have, up until this point, to myself as well.
At 49, though, the healthcare self-service station isn't as effective as it used to be.
Now I've got a problem with my heart. That's probably the biggest thing that was the wake-up call for me.
When Puckett felt her heart pounding irregularly a few years ago, she tried to ignore it.
I really should have gone to the emergency room, but I'm tired of using the emergency room for my primary care physician.
Her doctor, who lets her pay in cash, said she needed to see a specialist. So she started saving up and calling around.
Because I didn't have insurance, regardless of my ability or inability to pay, I could not even get an appointment.
That's where Obamacare comes in.
I've been following it because I'm really the type of person that falls through the cracks.
She's been trying to buy insurance online since the marketplace opened.
It was like playing hopscotch. I would get this far, and then I couldn't, and then I would get a little bit farther, and then it would just freeze up.
Puckett doesn't expect the plans to be perfect, She says she just needs something affordable to help her get her foot in the door to see a cardiologist.
Did I mention I have the best job in the world?
Then she can get back to shampooing Ted. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Tomorrow, an uninsured woman who said she'd rather pay the penalty than sign up. Denton's Good Bad Art Collective took over the 14th floor of Bryan Tower this weekend. The famously sly crew filmed a mysterious infomercial where Ewing Oil was headquartered in the TV show Dallas. It was a 20-year reunion for the tight-knit group, which got back together for the Nasher Sculpture Center's 10th Anniversary Exchange Project. Good Bad has a long history, but as contributor Joan Davidow discovered, a whole new crop of influential art collectives has popped up in North Texas.
What a concept. Artists working together. In the past 2 years, a flurry of at least 10 new collectives and collaboratives has exploded on the North Texas scene. At TCU, 11 students formed the Homecoming Committee, posing a subversive approach to making art together. This summer, they mounted a raucous installation at the Dallas Museum of Art. In Dallas, a cerebral trio rolled out Art Foundation. They're serious about investigation in a quiet way. The handsome fountainhead book they presented to the Nasher Sculpture Center invited artists to create oversized photographs to respond to Marcel Duchamp's Urinal, a play on art that rocked the art world a century ago. The Homecoming Committee's co-founder and new media artist Gregory Rupe says the burst of communal energy is a response to the economic downturn and to a broken art and gallery system. To add to the buzz, Rupe included 21 of the collaborative artists in a recent exhibition at the power station called Amarillo Entropy. Painter Eli Walker is a member of another collective called SCAB, Socialized Contemporary Artist Bureau. He grew up here and returned after attending art school in Chicago. He agrees that artists were having a hard time showing their work. The galleries couldn't fit us in, he told me. SCAB decided to work around that. In just 1 year, employing a do-it-yourself mentality, SCAB members participated in over 40 group exhibitions. These talented kids fill a vacuum in the art community by finding sites to display emerging talent. They form a hive, a networking community, a support group. They exhibit in each other's studios and create an alternative network of spaces, like a series of non-commercial galleries. Venues created from vacant lots and empty industrial sites fill the landscape. There's even a publication called Semigloss that has sprung up to chronicle artists' musings. Members of these collectives view Dallas as a growing art city. They see a maturing Dallas Art Fair, the Rachofsky Collection, small adventurous galleries, Central Tracks Artist Residency, and active graduate programs, and they want in. They're finding that working together helps them grow. SCAB artist Kelly Kroner likes the informality and support of a collective. My network grows, she told me. That gives her more opportunities for people to see her work. She gets help from within the group on things like writing and proposals. These artists share and trade access to skills they might not have, such as videography, archiving, or digital work. Together, they bring in artists from the U.S. and Europe. All this generates productive art experiences for serious young artists and a curious public. What a breath of fresh air! Over 50 artists bringing new ideas and energy into North Texas's art scene. Bravo to them for filling a void in this creative and industrious way.
Joan Davidow teaches contemporary art at SMU. You can learn more about art collectives working in North Texas at artandseek.org. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Carbonite, providing automatic cloud backup to keep photos, music, and other files safe from computer mishaps. Details at carbonite.com. From CSX, delivering 2.6 million containers of goods, providing essentials to move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And from the MD Anderson Cancer Center, whose research strives to set standards for cancer care. Learn more at makingcancerhistory.com. This is NPR.
Support for KERA comes from you, our members, and from
BB&T, proud to bring more than 140 years of lending strength to Texas. More at bbt.com/Texas. Loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
Sunny skies, a high of 75 in the forecast today. Temperatures will drop to around 50 overnight, and then tomorrow, a high of 78. 48 degrees now in Dallas, 44 in Fort Worth. This is Morning Edition on 90.1.